The chief programmer was a little man with dreamy blue eyes, a thin swath of hair arcing like a gray rainbow from just over his eyebrows to the nape of his neck, and a shiny Borg implant wrapped around the back of his head. Luke listened as Lando outlined the procedure and watched long enough to make sure it was all going smoothly. Then, quietly, he slipped out, returning to the quarters Lando's people had assigned him. He was still there an hour later, poring uselessly over what seemed to be an endless stream of star charts, when Leia found him.
"There you are,"
she said, coming in and glancing at the charts on his display.
"We were starting to wonder where you went."
"I had some things to check on," Luke said.
"You finished already?" "My part is,"
Leia said, pulling a chair over to him and sitting down.
"They're working on tailoring the program now. After that, it'll be 3PO's turn."
Luke shook his head. "Seems to me the whole thing ought to be simpler than all that."
"Oh, the basic technique is,"
Leia agreed.
"Apparently the hard part is slipping it past the relevant part of 3PO's watchdog programming without changing his personality in the process."
She looked again at the screen.
"I was going to ask you if you'd be interested in coming to Kashyyyk with me," she said, her voice trying hard to be casual. "But it looks like you've got somewhere else to go."
Luke winced.
"I'm not running out on you, Leia," he insisted, wishing he could truly believe that. "Really, I'm not. This is something that in the long run could mean more for you and the twins than anything I could do on Kashyyyk." "All right," she said, calmly accepting the statement. "Can you at least tell me where you're going?"
"I don't know yet," he confessed. "There's someone out there I have to find. But I'm not sure yet even where to start looking."
He hesitated, suddenly aware of how strange and maybe even crazy this was going to sound. But he was going to have to tell them eventually.
"He's another Jedi."
She stared at him. "You're not serious."
"Why not?" Luke asked, frowning at her. Her reaction seemed vaguely wrong somehow. "It's a big galaxy, you know.
A galaxy in which you were supposedly the last of the Jedi,"
she countered.
"Isn't that what you said Yoda told you before he died?"
"Yes," he nodded. "But I'm beginning to think he might have been mistaken."
Her eyebrows lifted slightly. "Mistaken? A Jedi Master?"
A memory flashed through Luke's mind. A ghostly Obi-Wan, in the middle of the Dagobah swamp, trying to explain his earlier statements about Darth Vader.
"Jedi sometimes say things that are misleading," he told her. "And even Jedi Masters aren't omniscient." He paused, gazing at his sister, wondering how much of this he should tell her. The Empire was far from defeated, and the mysterious Jedi's life might depend on his defense remaining a secret.
Leia waited in silence, that concerned expression on her face.
"You'll have to keep this to yourself," Luke said at last. "I mean really to yourself. I don't even want you to tell Han or Lando, unless it becomes absolutely necessary. They don't have the resistance to interrogation that you do."
Leia shuddered, but her eyes stayed clear.
"I understand,"
she said evenly.
"All right. Did it ever occur to you to wonder why Master Yoda was able to stay hidden from the Emperor and Vader all those years?"
She shrugged.
"I suppose I assumed they didn't know he existed."
"Yes, but they should have," Luke pointed out.
"They knew I existed by my effect on the Force. Why not Yoda?" "Some kind of mental shielding?"
"Maybe. But I think it's more likely it was because of where he chose to live.
Or maybe," he amended, "where events chose for him to live."
A faint smile brushed Leia's lips.
"Is this where I finally get to find out where this secret training center of yours was?"
"I didn't want anyone else to know," Luke said, moved by some obscure impulse to try to justify that decision to her.
"He was so perfectly hidden, and even after his death, I was afraid the Empire might be able to do something."
He broke off.
"Anyway, I can't see that it matters now. Yoda's home was on Dagobah, practically next door to the Dark Side cave where I found that beckon call.